Welcome back to Good News Radio. When we left Arthur, he was preparing to go overseas to be a missionary. Let's find out where God sent him.
Soon, he was on a ship sailing to West Borneo, Indonesia.
Telling the people about God's love for them is so much more exciting than I thought it would be. They want to know so much about God who loves them.
In his first 4 years with the Dayak people, more than 2,000 people chose to believe in Jesus as their savior from sin. Arthur called his two national helpers aside. He told them,
God's word tells us that we are to give back to God. I believe God wants you to teach this to the Dayaks who believed in Jesus.
It's impossible to teach the Dayaks to give. They're just too poor.
Arthur knew the people were poor, so poor they could probably put all of their belongings in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yes, they are poor, but the words too poor are not in the Bible. God says we are to give. God has promised in his word to bless if people give to him. The Dayaks do not know how to read or write. They can only learn to give to God through us.
Arthur went from village to village, visiting the meetings of the Dayaks. He held his Bible high and said,
Everything I have taught you is from this book. From it you have learned how the world was made. From it you have learned how sin came into the world. Best of all, you have learned how much God loves you and that he sent his son to die for your sin. You have learned that Jesus died and rose again for you. Do you believe this book is true? Now I will teach you something new.
The Dayak people really loved the Lord Jesus, who had forgiven them for all the wrong things they had done. They listened without saying a word as Arthur talked to them about giving to God. The missionary told the Dayaks that God blesses those who give back to God and might cause their crops to be better, or he might not. But God would provide for their needs, and he would bless them with things even more important, things that last forever. The Dayaks began to talk among themselves. For half an hour, they discussed what the missionaries had told them.
What do you think of the message from God's word? What do you think of his plan for giving?
We have decided to accept this plan. We have chosen 3 men whom we know to be honorable. They will accept our gifts and bring them to your house every new moon.
The missionary's heart was so thankful God used his word to show the Dayaks how to give to him. Arthur returned to his home. Soon the new moon arrived, and so did the Dayaks. Some had traveled for 2 days. They tied chickens to the porch railings of the missionary's house. There was a big pile of cucumbers, many eggs in a basket, and several bags full of rice.
This is for God. We trust he'll take care of us.
Arthur's heart was filled with joy. Each month, the Dayaks came with gifts for God. He didn't use the gifts for himself. He sold the chickens, eggs, and other gifts. With the money, he bought nails, and the Dayaks began to build churches. They would have their own places to worship God. Can you guess what happened when their crops grew? The Dayaks had more rice than ever before. The insects had not bothered the crops as in other years. The Dayaks were not surprised, though, because they believed the Bible. They knew God promised to take care of them. They continued giving. Soon the first church building was completed. Outside the church by the path was a big crate. As the people came, they pulled at the latch with one hand and put a chicken into the crate with the other. At the top of the steps was a large box with a small hole in the top. They poured rice into the box as a gift to God. Boys and girls brought gifts too. Mothers lifted the children up so they could put their own gift of rice into the box. Close by was a basket where the Dayaks placed eggs and a jar for the few coins some of them wanted to give. As the people gave generously from what they had to God, they became concerned about other people who had not yet heard of Jesus. They decided to use their gifts to send some of their people to go and tell others about Jesus. God used their willingness to give to help even more people learn about Jesus and his great love for them. The Dayaks found joy in bringing gifts to God and watching him use them so others could hear about Jesus, who came to save them from sin. Jesus came to save you from your sin too. Sin is choosing to do things your own way instead of God's way. Maybe you've disobeyed your parents, told a lie, or even thought mean things about someone else. Your sin separates you from God forever. But God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus, who never sinned, to die on a cross. But 3 days later, Jesus came back to life, and he is alive in heaven today. Jesus made a way for you to have your sins forgiven and have a friendship with God. The Bible says, whoever believes in him may have eternal life. It means you will no longer be separated from God, and you will have a friendship with him that will last forever. Will you believe in Jesus to have eternal life today? Maybe as you were listening to the story, you believed for the first time. You can tell God the things you believe about what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross and came back to life. If you would like to believe in Jesus to save you from sin, you can do that right now. God will hear you no matter where you are. You can trust that if you truly believe in Jesus as your Savior, you will have eternal life.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To hear this week's episode again or to find out more about Good News Radio, text CEF to 855-592-5536 or visit walkfm.org. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio.